Lord Israel, Amrim Shema Israel.
And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive, beaten for the light, to cause the lamps to burn continually in the tabernacle of the congregation. And it shall be a statute forever in your generation. The Eternal Light. The National Broadcasting Company and its affiliated independent stations present The Eternal Light, a program which comes to you under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. Today's program, 100 Hours, was written by Mildred Vermont and is presented on the occasion of Israel's 14th anniversary. It is based on an actual episode of the Sinai Campaign of November 1956.
This is the Voice of Israel with an important announcement. A wounded Arab infant has been rescued by an Israeli patrol from a hillside battlefield in South Sinai. The girl's mother, a young Bedouin woman, is dead. It is believed that she was the victim of assault by enemy soldiers whose bodies were scattered nearby. The infant has been rushed to an Israeli field hospital.
I was the one who saw her first. The tiny figure lying in the arms of the dead Arab woman in the twilight of that October day in 1956. The child's hand, the only flicker of motion in the stillness. We had made a lightning thrust across the desert by land and air. We were the last ones, the patrol, the mopping up squad.
All quiet, sir. I think we can move now.
Wait. Soldier, do you hear anything?
It's the wind, Captain. There's nobody left alive out there.
I'm going back.
I'd better go with you, sir. The road is mine.
There! On the hill. Something moved.
Yes, let me go ahead, sir.
Captain! It's a child. An Arab girl. A baby.
Pick her up carefully.
She's bleeding. She's wounded. Let me wrap her up in my coat, Captain.
The mother is dead. All right, soldier. Let's go.
Hey, quiet, little Bedouin. We're not going to leave you out here to die.
I will hold her. You drive. If we can keep her alive for 2 hours, we can get her to Dr. Becher behind the lines.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what?
You should have left her there.
It's an error.
Fighting a war.
Would any of them lift a finger for one of our children?
Who knows? We kill because we are threatened. We are not threatened by anything this small brown girl can do to us or anything she can become. Get going.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And so, across the desert of Sinai in the gathering night, across the terrain littered with the bodies of Egyptian and Arab and Jew, a strange company speeds. And inside that circle of human compassion, our men are no longer instruments of war, and this jeep no longer an instrument of battle. The voice of a child has cried in the wilderness, the child of the enemy, but a living being in crisis.
Announcement. The Bedouin child found late yesterday by Israeli patrols on their way through the Sinai Desert has undergone surgery for a bullet wound in the chest. Army doctors report that the wound is healing and the infant will live.
Nurse, the little Arab, is she all right?
Fine, soldier, fine. The x-rays show that the bullet had penetrated the lung. But you see how it is with children. They have 9 lives.
Oh, well, I'd like to thank Dr. Becher.
Come back later. Maybe your little Arab will be awake then and you can see her. I've never known anything like this before. You would think she was your own. Good night, soldier.
Night.
Dr. Becher. They've been coming in all night, the men who brought in the little Arab.
How is she?
Asleep. What we will do with her, I don't know.
Leave that to me, nurse.
If we had extra beds, extra space. Where do you fit a nursery into a field hospital?
Can you make room for her one more night? The news is good. Our army's reached the border. They say the whole thing may be over in another 24 hours. With God's help, I can get back to Jerusalem for a day and take the baby with me. She'll need a great deal of care.
All right, I'll manage, Doctor. But I'll be happy to see her in better hands. At the foundling home, she'll be...
Who said anything about foundling home? What's the matter with the Beckhar home? I have a big house, a warm-hearted wife with only one child to look after. What more can I tell you?
That you are a very wonderful and a very stubborn man, Dr. Beck.
Yeah.
And that you're going to have your own way. I'll help you take her to Jerusalem.
That soldier who brought her in, he tells me the men have thought of a name for her. They want to call her Sinai.
Sinai?
Mm-hmm.
Child of the desert.
Child of Sinai. Child of the war. Child of my own.
Shalom, my little sweetheart. Shalom, my Reva. Your mother, is she here?
She is here, my love. Oh, it is good to have you back. Oh, someone is with you.
The nurse from the camp. She came along to help me carry something I brought home for you.
Daddy brought me something from the war. It's a surprise. Where is it? Daddy, what did you bring me?
A very wonderful present, my little Reva. Come, come here, I'll show you.
A brown doll. She moves and talks. She's alive.
She's a little girl like you, Reva.
Not exactly like you, Reva, but she'll grow more like you as time goes on. She's your new sister. Her name is Sinai.
I don't understand.
She's beautiful. Her skin is brown. She's been out in the sun.
Yes, my Reva. Out in the sun of the desert. For many thousands of years.
I'll go now, Dr. Bechar.
Thank you, nurse. My wife and I can manage from here on.
Hours after the Israeli army moved into the desert of Sinai in an all-out thrust against the Egyptian enemy, the war is at an end. Our victorious forces have reached Suez. Here is the later news. The Arab infant Sinai, rescued by our patrols, has been brought to the Jerusalem home of Dr. Albert Beckhar, the army physician credited with saving her life. The girl will live with the Beckhar family, who plan to adopt her.
Adopt her? An Arab child? We can keep her until she is completely well, but... as a sister for Reva, isn't this going a bit too far?
When the Jewish children of Europe were streaming over the borders of cities that were still safe from Hitler, who asked where they'd come from or who had begotten them? A child is a child.
Forgive me.
You remember what it says in the Talmud? He who saves a single life.
It is as though he had saved a world. All right, my dear.
Even a war of 100 hours takes longer than that to become part of the past. I used to come to Jerusalem from time to time when I could get leave. And from time to time, that year and the next, I dropped in on the Bechars. Or the kindergarten where Sinai, now past three, dark-skinned, dark-eyed little beauty, played with her Hebrew sister. Arab and Jew, hand in small hand, under the gleaming sky of their homeland. Two children born into alien faiths, each rooted in the earth of Palestine. Two small figures lit by the sun that knows no difference between man and man.
I love you, Sinai. You are my real sister. I was you, my sister.
Mrs. Beckhar, I can only tell you we've all fallen in love with Sinai. The older children adore her. She prattles away in Hebrew as though it were the language of her own people.
Well, I doubt she remembers any other. After all, how long could she have been aware of language? She was only a year old when they found her.
Well, anyway, she is a delight. I'm afraid the big girls spoil her. She's something special to them. A child named for a battle. It intrigues them. Oh, Sinai's good for all of us.
And for us. I only hope we'll be allowed to keep her. The adoption papers have been filed, but who knows?
The time to begin worrying, Mrs. Beckhardt, is not now. You have her.
You know, sometimes I think what a pity it is that so many of our Israeli children have had to grow up fearing the strangers of the desert, almost from the time they're born, expecting from them hate and attack, thinking of them not as human beings, but as the enemy.
It's something all of us think about who must bring up children in this new world of ours. I'm glad that we have Sinai. Of course, she is a child. All of them are children. And sometimes they fight. But on a very simple level, I feel that something's coming through to them of the common link between all children and all people, no matter who they are.
Maybe Sinai, too, is learning something that will stay with her all her life. An understanding and a trust that may reach into places you and I don't even dream of.
God willing.
God willing.
Give it back! She took my toy! She took my ball! Give it back! It belongs to me!
It's my ball. I had it first.
Give it back! It's not yours! You don't belong here anyway! You're an Arab!
Benjamin!
Don't I belong here, teacher?
Of course you belong here, sweetheart. Come here, Benjamin. Do you know anything about the history of our people?
Well, a little bit.
Once all of us were strangers in a strange land, Benjamin. If we've come back to our own homeland, and God has helped us to win our freedom, we must never forget how it felt to be lost and without love. And we must never fail anyone who asks love and help of us. Do you understand?
Yes, teacher.
Now, tell her you're sorry.
I am sorry, Sinaya.
Will you play with me, Benjamin? We can play with the same ball.
You know, you have a pretty name, Sinaya.
How long does it last, any idyll? How long do the small dreams of individuals stand up against the forces of convention, the barriers that society creates between man and man? I remember the first intimations of trouble the day I ran into Dr. Bechar on the street near the government hospital. There was something unfamiliar about him. The vitality, the lift of the head, a little different, a little less confident.
Good morning, soldier.
Oh, good morning, Dr. Bechar. My little friend, how is she these days?
Oh, growing up. She'll have a birthday soon. She's almost 5. You must be with us on that day, soldier.
Oh, gladly, sir. Any news?
I'm afraid so. We heard officially this morning. We can appeal, of course.
The adoption?
We've been unwilling to face the truth, soldier. There are laws in this country, just as there are anywhere else in the world. They won't give an Arab child to a Jewish family. The application has been denied.
A legal battle is shaping up in Parliament over the petition of Dr. Albert Bechar of Jerusalem and his wife to adopt the Arab child they have reared since infancy. Two prominent Arab members of the Knesset have filed separate applications for custody of Sinaya. One is Mohammed al-Nashef, the other Faris Hamdan of Nazareth.
It's impossible. They can't take her away from the one place she's ever known, from people she loves. I'm the only mother she remembers. This is cruelty.
We've been through all this. It's necessary for us to be realistic. That's all we can.
But it will break her heart and Reva.
Look, my dear. We're going to fight this, but our chances are not good. If we lose Sinaya, She will adjust, so will Reva. They're young. They're more resilient than we. Think for a minute of all the dislocation and suffering the children of Europe had to endure before we gathered them in here. And see how they've managed to grow up. Strong, balanced, secure again.
It is not the same thing.
If Sanaya is adopted by either of the two men who want her, she'll go from here into surroundings of beauty and ease. They're both honorable men. Harisandan is childless and would be completely devoted to Sanaya. She'll not lack for love. And she'll not be going far away. We can see her.
That will be very hard for me.
The life isn't a private arrangement between two people, my dear. You love her. But a child is an individual. And an individual is sacred and belongs to the people who begot her. Any child is a bridge between all that is past and all that is yet to come. Can we rob her people of what Sanaya may one day be as a human being?
It sounds almost as if you're arguing for the other side. How are we going to tell her? How are we to tell Reva?
We have time for that. Nothing is final.
No, we will lose. You know it. This is no more a personal crisis. The newspapers, the radio, the Knesset are all mixed up in our humble lives. Our small Sanaya is a cause célèbre, a political tool. Beyond belief.
I know how to argue on both sides, my dear, but who will listen? After all, when the remnants of our people were drawing together after the Holocaust, did we not want our own children back again? They've been sheltered and loved and reared and taught security in scattered places all over Europe, in monasteries and churches and Christian homes. You think the men and women who took care of those Jewish children didn't grow to love them? You think it wasn't painful for them to have to let go? But it was right.
Try, in spite of that. You promised me.
It is in the hands of God, my dear. But I will try.
All Israel awaits the momentous decision on the custody fight for Sinaya, the Arab girl now living in the home of Dr. Albert Becker of Jerusalem.
Gentlemen, a child is the future. What she may become, no man can foretell. Within this small frame, within the spirit of this girl who has been given the name Sinaya, may lie the seed of a great poet, an artist, a leader of her people. This child will bear children of her own one day. To whom shall they belong?
Yeah, yeah.
The question of who is most fit to raise this girl is not a question of love only, or a question of race or belief. Dr. Becker and his wife are Jews, but they have attested by their devotion to this child that love is beyond the divisions which men set up between themselves and other men. Indeed, through the dedication of this family, there is erased, symbolically, the historic differences between Muslim and Jew. There is demonstrated the truth set forth long ago, under the sky of this land, all men are brothers. My friends, one thing we cannot do in all integrity. Whatever love this child has received at Jewish hands will not be lost. We'll perhaps create in Sinaya, as an adult, one human being who truly knows the meaning of universal brotherhood. But I say to you, gentlemen, if we take Sinaya from her own people permanently, we are guilty of taking what does not belong to us. A human being with all her gifts and services to humanity is still potential. We are guilty of the theft of a member of the human race. I petition the Knesset for the right to bring up the child Sinaya in my own house as a Muslim. I am a man of means, and my heritage is the same as hers. Under my roof, she will have love and the benefits of my position in public life, and she will grow to womanhood in dignity. Sinaya will not feel bereaved in my house. I will keep alive for her the images of those who sheltered her and gave her love through all her infancy. Dr. Becker and his wife are welcome in my house at any time. They may see Sinaya. She may visit with them and with their daughter. They will be her closest friends, and I will be her parent.
Gentlemen, if you do not see fit to award custody of Sinaya to my colleague, Mr. Faris Hamdan, I hereby petition the court in my own behalf for this privilege.
Gentlemen, may I speak?
Let not the doctor be heard.
I have decided to relinquish my fight for the custody of Sinaya. I hereby cast my own vote in favor of Mr. Faris Hamdan of Nal. The hand of God lifted this child out of the valley of the shadow of death and bequeathed to me and to my family the privilege of bringing her back to the living world and cherishing her for a little while. Who knows for what reason Sinaya was delivered from the desert? Perhaps to bring to a world that watches these events a fresh hope, a knowledge of human trust in action, a forecast of the harmony that may one day blossom in this homeland of ours, where the world's three great religions have their beginning, and perhaps across all nations in God's own time. I give Sinaya back to her own people, and I shall love her as long as I live.
The case of Sinaya was settled today. The court has awarded the girl to Mr. Faris Hamdan of Baka el Garbia in Nazareth.
Where is she now, Sinaya, the lyrical name? Child of the desert, unwitting symbol in the lives of two warring peoples. What will she be one day when she grows to womanhood, shaped by the love of two alien worlds? I see her from time to time in the kindergarten in Nazareth. I will perhaps follow her throughout her life as a friend. Dr. Bechar will be somewhere in her life, too. For a long time.
Shalom, my little son. You see, I call you by your new name, your Arabic name.
Shalom, shalom. You brought him, Daddy. I knew you would bring him for my birthday.
I am glad it gives you pleasure, small one, to see us together. Dr. Becker, this is Sana's teacher.
Welcome, Dr. Becker, to our classroom. Mr. Hamdan has told us who you are. We're very honored that you are here with us today.
You see, teacher, I told you. I have two fathers. Am I not the only little girl in Israel who can say this?
The only little girl in Israel.
And what does that make us, my friend? We two who both love Sinaya.
I believe it makes us brothers, does it not?
One day there will be more of us, Mr. Hamdan. Many, many more. Meanwhile, we have Sinaya as our link, and her children to come, who will understand what we mean, and their children after them. God willing.
If you would like a copy of today's script, please send your name and address with 10 cents to cover the cost of postage and handling to the Jewish Theological Seminary of America, 3080 Broadway, New York 27, New York. And now we take great pleasure in presenting the Honorable Abba Iban, former Ambassador of Israel to the United States and the United Nations, and now Minister of Education and Culture of Israel, and President of the Weizmann Institute of Science, Mr. Iban.
The story of Sinaya
reveals both the pathos and the hope of Israeli life. There are two civilizations which have their roots in the Middle East, the Jewish civilization for 2,000 years, the Arab culture since medieval times. There is a destiny which has linked these peoples together. History proves the possibility of their cooperation. Neither holds anything that the other vitally needs. Above the present tension, men of goodwill in both communities must see a better future, the compulsions of a future to be shared together in peace. All these high issues of present conflict and future harmony are embodied in the humble story of Sinai. Arab and Jew are divided by sharp rancors and resentments. The Arab nation, with its 12 sovereign states, has still not yet been reconciled to the existence of a small Jewish state within the Middle East. They have not yet been persuaded of the logic that it cannot be right for them to possess a continent and wrong for the Jewish people to possess its small but cherished domain. All of these issues are embodied in the story of Sinai, tended by Jewish love, but ultimately returned to her people. Surely there is a moral here. The beginning is war, but the end is peace. These two peoples share a common humanity. All the potentialities of reverence and wonder, of creative imagination and moral insight, of enduring compassion and embracing love.
Our eternal light drama today, 100 Hours, written by Mildred Vermont, was presented on the occasion of Israel's 14th anniversary. Cantor Robert H. Siegel sang the liturgical introduction. Featured in the cast were Carl Weber, Terry Keane, Gilbert Mack, Court Benson, Rita Lloyd, John Borden, Linda Canby, Tony Darnay, and Sarah Fussell. The narrator was Alan Bergman. This is Vic Roby. Our program was directed by Daniel Sutter. Portions of this program were pre-recorded. This weekly program is presented under the auspices of the Jewish Theological Seminary of America. This is the NBC Radio Network.